Community Radio.
Thank you, Robin. It's always nice to hear Robin's voice. Robin was a former program director here at CKUW, and I miss her. She did her, and she did a great bluegrass show as well in the day. And this program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Well, moving on from our historical segment back up to the current day now, bass player Linda Mahan Oh is very accomplished and is just getting stronger and stronger with her various releases and her involvements in other bands as well. But this, her latest brand new album is called Strange Heavens, and it's a jazz trio album. And it is just a great one. It she has longtime colleagues here, Tyshawn Sori on drums and Ambrose Akimuziri on trumpet. And it is really a delight. I am going to play, kind of maybe three or so tracks. Again, at least one of them is very brief. Actually, all of them are not that long. But there's some great music here, and the interaction chemistry between these three, who obviously know each other and know each other's music very well, is just a treat. Here is Linda Mahan Oh and her trio with three tracks from her album, which is called Strange Heavens. This first one is called Living Proof, and then A Cappella, and then The Sweetest Water. Here's Linda Mahan Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that's a great example of a jazz trio with three people who are sort of operating on one brain, if you will. They're just so together in what they're doing. A great album with bass player Linda Mahan Oh and Tyshawn Sorey on drums, and Ambrose Atkin Missouri on trumpet. Excellent album called Straight Heavens, Strange Heavens. There you go. Gee, looking at this sheet and jumping around, not a good thing. Well, now we're moving through our last hour here. It's about 12:14. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Moving on now to a duet album that is also a real winner. Pianist Vijay Iyer and trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith have a recent, fairly recent album called Defiant Life. And they, too, have a great chemistry. And this is very powerful stuff. I'm going to play two tracks. First one is called Prelude Survival, fairly short one. And then Suman, which is a lot longer track. Here is Vijay Iyer on piano and Wodada Leo Smith on trumpet from Defiant Life, Prelude Survival. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Trumpeter Wodata Leo Smith there with pianist Vijay Iyer. And those two guys are both capable of doing some, at times almost minimalist, but very haunting music. And that that album is just a delight in terms of the mood that changes drastically from track to track. But that last one called Sumond was just a beautiful example of that repeated riff taking the whole thing through, and just a very fine track. Wodata Leo Smith and Vijay Iyer, two great musicians, and Wodata Leo Smith is no spring chicken, as they say, and I just hope he keeps recording at that level forever. Well, now we're just into the last half hour of our program today. It's 12:31 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Moving off to Europe now for Émile Parisien, mainly soprano saxophone, although he adds effects and things electronically as well. Probably plays other saxophones, but he's best known for soprano. He has a recent album called Let Them Cook, which is a quartet album, with Julien Touré on piano, Yvan Guillun on double bass, and Julien Lutelier on drums and electronics. I've mentioned before, and I don't want to keep beating it to death, but Émile Parisien is one of my favorite European musicians, and his work is always interesting. This is an excellent album. It's called Let Them Cook. And I'm not sure if that means don't let them get AC, or I'm not quite sure what that means, but here's Émile Parisien with a couple of tracks from Let Them Cook. The first one is just called VE 1999, and then Pistache Cowboy. Here's the Émile Parisien Quartet. That's right. The Emile Parisien Quartet out of France, with two tracks from their album called Let Them Cook, and some very, really neat stuff on there. I really enjoy their music. But it's almost time for me to say goodbye. I mean, another quarter hour or so, but I'm going to take us out with, I think, the latest release by alto player David Binney. It's called Grains of Light, and it puts together some music that I think he recorded in several different locations and over several different chronological periods. And it's, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you were listening then, it's one of those ensemble things where not everybody's playing every track, and there's string quartets, and then there's no string quartets, and then there's a quartet, and then there's blah, 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 whatever. It's whatever it is, it's neat music, and it's going to take us to the end of our show. It includes, as I say, a string quartet, but it also includes Kenny Wallinson on drums and Nick Reinhardt on guitar. Let me see who else. John Eskreet on piano. And Benny plays alto, I think, whenever he is on. It's on alto. But it's really interesting stuff. It's a mix of, adding genre-bending music to more conventional sounds. And it's a neat album. I'm going to play, the first track is very short, and then I'm going to play one called Later There Were Gardens, and it will take us to the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in today. You've been listening to Voyage on CKUW here. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's been a pleasure for me to be able to spend 3 hours with you playing the music that I like and that I would like to have you at least have some exposure to and decide whether or not you like it. And I'll be back next week to do more of the same, and I hope you will too. Thanks for tuning in today. Looks like it's turned into a nice day out there, according to my weather app, but no windows here, so I'll have to check that out in a few minutes. But in the meantime, here's David Binney to see us out. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves for the next week. Bye for now.
Thank you.